You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. For years, it seemed that measles had been eradicated in this country, but measles cases are making a comeback. Two more in Michigan, bringing the total number in the state to 18. That's the highest in years. The nation is in the midst of the worst measles outbreak since the disease was declared eliminated some 25 years ago. This comes as a new bipartisan poll shows that Americans overwhelmingly support keeping measles vaccines widely available. Joining us right now to talk more about this poll and the findings of it is the Vice President of Policy and Advocacy with the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease, PFID, Candace DeMatteis on the line with us right now. Candace, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the survey and what it showed, and were you surprised by any of the findings in the survey?
Sure. No, thanks for asking. We did a national survey, and it was for adults, eligible voters, and asked them about what they thought about vaccines and what their concerns were. And what we found, as you noted, is 74% believe that it should be a priority to make sure that FDA-approved vaccines are widely available for all Americans. 88% of parents follow through on recommendations from their family doctor to vaccinate their children. And almost 70% are concerned about declining childhood vaccination rate.
What do we do about this declining vaccination rate?
Well, I think there are multiple reasons for the decline in childhood vaccination rates. And sadly, the measles outbreak that we're seeing across the country, not just in Michigan, but across the country, is a direct result of that. Measles is one of the most infectious pathogens we know about. If there are 10 unvaccinated people and a person walks in the room with measles, 9 out of 10 of those people are going to get measles. It's that infectious. So we like to see, and public health experts recommend, vaccination rates at 95% to protect the individual and the community from measles outbreaks. And sadly, we're well below that in most states today.
Why are so many, and again, it's not the majority, it's the minority of parents who are opting out of vaccines for their kids. But as you indicated, just a small number of unvaccinated people who get an infectious disease like measles can spread it to a whole lot of people. Why do you think, Candace, so many parents are opting out of vaccines for their kids?
Great question. There's a lot of misinformation and just outright false information, sadly, circulating online through social media. You see it. You really can't avoid it, sadly. And because vaccinations have been so successful, we're a little removed compared to generations before us from these diseases. Now, we're seeing these outbreaks today, and people, even on social media, downplay measles. The fact is that one in five people who get measles ends up in hospital. Pneumonia is not an uncommon complication, and it's quite dangerous and it's quite severe. So because vaccinations have been so successful, in some ways they're the victim of their own success, in that people, you know, downplay the dangerousness and the risk of getting diseases like measles. And so we need, and sadly this outbreak is a reminder that measles is highly infectious and it's everywhere. You can't necessarily avoid it unless you're in a community that's highly vaccinated and that immunity protects everyone. So we do have some work to do in terms of reminding people how safe and effective these are, and also the dangers and the risks that are posed by these infectious illnesses.
One of the findings in this survey was more than half of those who were surveyed say they place a, quote, great deal of weight on their doctor's opinion when it comes to vaccines. So isn't it more incumbent on physicians and healthcare providers to talk to their patients or their patients' parents about vaccines?
Absolutely. And people have questions, and that's perfectly valid. We just would strongly suggest that people look to reputable sources like their family doctor, like their local pharmacist, people who know them, who know the science and the medicine, who also know the risks of these infectious diseases, to kind of talk with them and share their perspective and why they recommend vaccination.
So what is your organization doing to try and get the message out there?
Well, we're sharing information like we're talking today about the risks of diseases and also the safety profile, because I think that's where a lot of people have questions. Our website, fightinfectiousdisease.org, has a wealth of information. We link to reputable sources that answer a variety of questions that people may have about specific vaccines, about vaccination in general, and about these different diseases that vaccines prevent.
And Candace, what was that website again?
It's fightinfectiousdisease.org.
All right. We will check it out. Candace, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.